This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I wanted to throw one more at you and just get your opinion here. Do you think there's any chance that maybe the Lions, and this is the other side of the ball, make it a priority to try to go and get another receiver? Because we know, hey, listen, we know that Jameson Williams is going to be expected to step into a bigger role, but we also know how big a guy like Josh Reynolds was for this team last year, kind of playing that number three role, kind of being that big body type guy, dude that can get open over the middle of the field. Because there's a couple names right now, the guys that interest me. I have no idea what the market's going to be, but I'm just going to give it to you. Like a guy like Gabe Davis out of Buffalo, who kind of fell out of favor out there, was a really good intermediate, even had a lot of deep threat ability. I don't know what the market's going to look like for him, but even a guy like Calvin Ridley, who, look, we know a couple years ago what he did, had to sit out the whole year. Yeah. But he went down to Jacksonville, and I think the NFL kind of caught on that maybe this guy's not a number one, right? He was really good in Atlanta when they had Julio Jones in his prime. He was a really good number two. Last year in Jacksonville, they kind of forced him in that number one role, and it just didn't work out, right? They figured, all right, this offense has to run through Christian Kirk, and Calvin needs to be our number two guy. Do you think there's any chance that maybe they put a priority on finding another receiver that can come in and kind of fill that Josh Reynolds role? I'm not saying break the bank for one of the top guys, but maybe find a guy that's been an experienced veteran that we know has some big playability that can come in and maybe be a part of this offense.
I think Calvin really would be a perfect fit. I'm not sure they're going to want to pay what he may
depends on what it looks
command.
Like.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't know, and I do think that they could go out there and find another guy that maybe is a bigger target. Obviously, you know, Calvin Ridley, he's a guy that could go out there and give you the speed and the quickness off the line of scrimmage, be a very Josh Reynolds type guy. But I also think that you might want to go and get a big receiver that's a 50-50 ball type of guy. You got Laporta, you got some of those guys. But, yeah, I could see that. I don't think that would be a week one add in free agency. That would be more of a, you know, maybe late week one or once the market sets itself and everybody gets tiered off of that to see who they could add. The other guy, and I'm just going to hit it quick because the offensive line is it's the straw that stirs the drink in Detroit. We all know that. And signing Graham is definitely a sign that they want to keep that a priority. They want to make sure that stays a strength. You lose Jonah Jackson, but a guy that could come in and provide you tremendous position flexibility as well as a stud player, Michael Onwenu.
It's going to cost you a lot.
It's going to cost you. and so it just goes to what are you willing to pay? So I'm not willing to pay Jonah Jackson. I'm not willing to pay Robert Hunt, who I think would be a major upgrade. But if you pay Michael Onwenu, just like you're talking about some of these guys that, hey, they got position flexibility on the defensive side of things. He'd be a guy. He's played all four spots up front. He's not going to play center, but could play either guard spot, could play either tackle spot. I wouldn't really want him at left tackle, but you got two guys that could fill that role. But he could be a guy, if Decker goes down and you've got to move over Sewell, he could play right tackle. He could play left guard. He could play any position up front that you need him to play with that position flexibility. And you're going to pay for it because he's a top end tackle.
Yeah, and look, I mean, if they decide that we're going to make one big play and it happens to be an offensive lineman, I think a lot of us would understand that.
Yeah.
That's like you said, that's the position that makes this team go. I just can't picture Aaron Glenn walking into that office, you know, after free agency and looking at the board and everything just still being the same. You know, I think if you're Aaron Glenn, you have to almost demand that, you know, I need more talent, guys. You know what I mean? Like, I need more talent. You guys have spent a lot on the offensive side of the ball. It's my turn. You know, yeah. I want to go look at that board and I want to see a new corner. I want to go see a new safety. I want to see another piece that I can use up front. So I would have, obviously neither of us would have an issue if you decide to go out and get a high end offensive lineman that can come in and you can say, hey man, our offense is set. Now we could hopefully find some veteran deals or maybe spend the entirety of the draft helping the defense out. I don't think we would mind that. But like we said, this is obviously always a fun time of year, and it'll be interesting. I guarantee you there's going to be people that are moaning and bitching and griping over the next couple of days saying, oh, why didn't the Lions get him? But I do think that there might be still a small chance where we see maybe a big name guy that can come in or maybe a couple of these, like we already ripped off a ton of the more veteran type guys that maybe you can get late into the week, maybe next week, to come on in and say, hey, we'll give you a 1-2 year deal that can come be big impact players for this team. So I don't know. I'm excited, man. This is always a fun time of year. There's always a bunch of rumors going on, and it finally gives us something to talk about after what feels like eternity since the season ended. So we will see what happens. Maybe we'll get together, you know, later in the week. If anything big does happen and kind of break down free agency and what the Lions have been able to do over the next couple of days. But, John, I just hope, like I mentioned at the start, man, I'll finish it the same way. I think you got to come out of free agency with two starters. I really do. As long as they get two starters, I don't care if they're the highest priced guys or veteran guys on 1-year deals. Cause this team, we obviously both feel the same is ready to win now.
Yep. Well, we'll bring you the breakdown of free agency as it continues to roll along. Give you our reaction, our excitement or disappointment. But we thank you for listening to Necessary Roughness.